Hello.
Hey, what's up? What you up to?
I fell back asleep.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's how you feel, huh?
It's been a long week.
Has it? Poor baby.
Whatever, man.
Poor baby. I'm tired.
Yeah, actually, I am.
Oh, you sound good. Do I need to come back over there real quick?
No.
How's your body feel?
Okay.
Was the sex okay?
It was
It was good.
good. Yeah.
That's it?
Now you ask. How?
So we're gonna have to make it great next time. How do we make it great?
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Don't you got labs to do today?
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go.
I
It's
don't
happened
want you
to.
out like all night doing labs. I mean, I want
I know.
come by later on, maybe have dinner or something.
I mean.
Dinner would be nice, cooked meal, Jamaican side of you. I don't know. Do you cook Jamaican food?
Oh, not really.
Okay, so what do you cook? African food? I mean, black food, black folk food, American food?
Just yeah.
Don't
I have to go grocery shopping, but I probably won't until tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you preparing this evening for you for dinner?
I have no idea. I haven't even thought about food yet.
Well, think about it and let me know. I've been fast fooding since I've been here, so I like to have a home cooked meal. You know what I mean? Show me some love.
I was gonna cook though.
Huh? And what you say?
I said I didn't even say I was cooking
Oh, okay.
tonight.
So you gonna make your man wait, huh?
I need us to you said before. There's no rewinding or slowing down or whatever, but I need that. I need that, okay?
We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
Okay.
I'll try to give you a break.
Thank you.
But tomorrow, dinner, for sure. I'll work on it. I appreciate you. Just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just kind of
All right.
planning in my head what I have to do.
Yeah. So, the labs, explain that, how that looks.
What the lab itself, or if you
What you're
want
gonna be
to ask
doing, explain that.
I have a couple of different projects we're working on right now, so. One of them is it's really hard to explain. So imagine a mounted set. Like imagine I have a full a fake mouth, right? A full set of teeth, upper and lower, and they're like stone models of teeth. And there's this machine. It's kind of like a apparatus. I guess really not really a machine, but like an apparatus that allows you to take those and mount them together. That you can open and close the mouth, and it's positioned exactly on this apparatus the way it is in the patient's mouth. So it's like a lot of little exact measurements and stuff you have to take, and on the patient's head in order to make sure that you mount these, upper and lower teeth set on the apparatus exactly like that. So I have it mounted. I just have to, I have one of the top mounted. I have to do the bottom and make it pretty. That's due this week. I have, we're doing the working steps for making dentures. So it's like a lot of different steps in making, taking impressions of the patient and, recreating their mouth also. So it's a lot harder to do that. So I'm doing
So,
that.
I got mercury put in my mouth years ago,
amalgam, not mercury.
Well, you know, it's still the same thing as mercury. I want that out of my teeth, and I want it to be whatever white stuff it is they put on there instead. So I
composite.
Need that. Huh?
It's called a composite.
Yeah.
Thing.
So I need the mercury taken out, and I need a composite put in. I think I got them in two teeth, like my molar teeth or something.
Mm-hmm.
I need to like make that happen. But you won't even be able to get into that practice until what? 3 more years?
A year and a half.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then you'll have your own little dental spot, huh?
No, I was saying like a year and a half, and then in the school, I start see 3 patients. But 3.5 years until I graduate and decide what I'm doing after.
So how does that work? So you're going to be in school somewhere seeing patients. How does that work? So I just come up to your school and
there's
be like, look.
At the dental school, there's multiple clinics inside the dental school. So it's run like a humongous dental clinic, like, you know, little mini offices and everything.
Kind of like barber colleges where you get,
yeah.
You go in and you get whatever you want done for the low.
Yeah.
Like instead of $15, it's $8. So y'all got services like that too?
Yeah, no, we have patients that come to the dental school and have been coming for years, and they're taking new stuff. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I can look and see if I have any second-year friends, or, I mean, not second-year, but they're actually accepting a lot of new patients right now.
Yeah.
If you're interested, because the fourth years are about to have to take boards so they can graduate, so they're screening for patients to do their board-type procedures on.
Yeah.
So they're always looking for new patients. But yeah, it's considerably lower. The only thing is, so you'll have a student working on you. So take the process takes a little bit longer because there's professors that, you know, check off every little thing that they do and have to sign off everything, which is good for you because obviously you don't want someone in there just doing whatever.
Right. So what do I need? Do I just need to bring cash? Do I need insurance? I mean, what?
They take insurance. I believe they also take cash as well. I'm not sure. I don't really know exactly what it is, but like look up the dental school, UMKC School of Dentistry, and like there's a whole section on there about, you know, being a patient and the information you need to know, stuff like that.
UMKC School of Dentistry.
Mm-hmm. Are you literally doing it?
Huh?
Are you literally doing it right now?
Yeah, I want this mercury out my mouth. Patient information.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you said it. It's fresh on my mind, so yeah, I want to kind of...
I thought you were, like, driving or something.
Oh, no. I'm at the airport. I'm on my laptop. I'm on my hotspot deal.
Okay.
I'm waiting on a client now. I almost said patient. I'm waiting on a client. General information. Rates and payment information. Let me go there. The exam is $41. See, they always going to throw in a damn exam anyway, right?
Yeah, before you have anything done, you have to be, like, screened.
Yeah.
And there's, like, an initial appointment and stuff that you'll have, and the dental student will kind of, you know, decide where you're at, what you need as far as the treatment plan, and take x-rays and stuff, see what you have going on.
All right, so I see the amalgam fillings is between 50 and 115. Composite filling is between 53 and 125. Now, that's per tooth?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know nothing about prices. We don't know that stuff yet.
Right. So I have to figure out how to sign up and all of that there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, I'll check that out later. I'll keep the page up and running. Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, I never really looked at it like that. Never really thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, yeah, just going to a dental school is considerably less than going to an actual dental practice. It's just, you know, it may take a little bit longer time, may take a few more appointments than you originally were planning on, you know, just going in and getting everything done.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're going to do half of it and half of it now. I'm just saying, like, at your first appointment, it'll probably just.
Okay, I got a client to go pick up. I got 10 minutes. No, I hear you. Go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead.
It's a good option. Okay. Right, I'm gonna have to.
Go get some rest. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. All right. Peace.